Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming my friend and colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're welcoming our colleague and very good source of information, Mark Simon, longtime deputy and director at the now-closed Apple Daily in Hong Kong, working with Jimmy Lai, who remains detained by the People's Liberation Army, Navy, and Air Force, the PRC, any other authority on the mainland of China, making very sure that Jimmy Lai and a number of former editors and workers at the Apple Daily remain persecuted. We have a promising headline, however, from Radio Free Asia. It's about Jimmy Lai, but it's also about the British government. Trial delay sparks calls for release of Hong Kong's Jimmy Lai. Lai's son and legal team call on British government to act amid growing concerns for his health while he's kept in solitary. Mark, a very good day to you. It is time to review the options here available to Jimmy Lai because he's a citizen of the United Kingdom. What can be done? Good evening, Mark.
Good evening. Well, Jimmy is a full British citizen, and that's he's not a dual passport holder. He's a full British citizen, and that's very important with the Brits, a little bit different than the Americans. They move really only on that. Basically, Jimmy has been on trial for coming up now 7 months, but they haven't given evidence. No evidence has been given really since early June. The reason why is the government is having a real problem in terms of the case against Jimmy. It's not very convincing. There's really been no gotcha moment there. And what they have now is the specter of Jimmy coming up and testifying, which I think it's pretty clear they do not want him on the stand during the fall political season in the United States. What we are seeing, though, finally from the British government, we had very good action when David Cameron was there at the end. I think we're going to start seeing that again. People are just saying enough's enough. Just so everyone understands, imagine the prosecution finished their case in June. And what they've said now is the defense does not get to give evidence, start their case until November 20th, if they don't push it back further. So essentially, you're going to have 5 months of no evidence, a 76-year-old man sitting in jail. And the primary reason many of us think this is because the last thing they want to do is have Jimmy Lai talking and speaking up out in public, which he would be in a trial. So I think we're going to see a lot more gamesmanship from the Chinese, but I also am hopeful that the new British Labour government is going to start stepping up a little bit more.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, are the people in Hong Kong following Jimmy Lai's trial?
And yes.
Even if they are they coerced and intimidated into not saying anything? Or is this a moment where they just say, as you pointed out, we have to do something?
I think there's little chance of the people of Hong Kong rising up or do anything. However, we are, and I know the town well, Jimmy's trial is followed daily by a significant portion of the population. Everyone who comes out and talks to me says it's a quiet conversation going on. Most people in Hong Kong, and this is the one thing that's happening now, is people are looking for an off-ramp. They recognize, and I think it's very important, that there's over 1,800 political prisoners in Hong Kong. Hong Kong real estate just fell back to the lowest level since 2016, and it's continuing to fall. Stock market is half its price, and people are leaving. You're not going to be able to start that recovery as long as you have political prisoners. And the basically bellwether political prisoner is a 76-year-old gentleman who has said, look, if you want to kick me out, I'll leave. And so I think the off-ramp is there. The only issue that I really see is the Hong Kong government just doesn't know what to do about in terms of if they don't have Jimmy there. In other words, if they can't scream national security all day long and they can't talk about non-existent threats, then they're going to actually have to come through with the economy. And I think, quite frankly, Hong Kong's economy is in the same boat right now as China. So it's very, very difficult. There's a lot of bad economic news in Hong Kong.
Let's go to the Hong Kong economy. The Financial Times in these last hours, filing out of Beijing and Hong Kong, China's state-owned funds and lenders claw back pay and bonuses. Chinese state-owned financial institutions clawing back bonuses and cutting pay as Beijing broadens its scrutiny of the finance industry to include mutual funds and Hong Kong-based bankers. In addition, Mark, I've heard a report on FT that they're reviewing the last 5 years of expenses because they may find irregularities of the bankers of Hong Kong. What we're looking at is persecution and confiscation. And does that say to the people of Hong Kong, get out now? They've had a year to think about this.
Well, it certainly says to the bankers, you better get out. And I've actually, there's been rumors about this, and there's been some other articles. The FT did the best job of summarizing it and putting it out for all to see. There's already people who are leaving. There's already bankers. If they've got a passport, Chinese bankers, they've got a passport, they're getting out. This is just really a huge problem for many of the Chinese banks and the Hong Kong banks, such as HSBC. Look, what they're doing is they are hunting. The CCP is hunting corruption because they're trying to find scapegoats for money leaving, deals happening. They're just looking for something right now. And that's going to make Hong Kong almost impossible to operate out of. Imagine if somebody came to you and they're looking at you and say, well, you know, you made $1 million 2 years ago and you flew first class everywhere and you stayed at these expensive places and you spent all that money. We'd like you to give it back to us. And you're also stuck because probably your flat is, you know, the apartment that you have, well, real estate's down to 2016 levels and it's dropping. So you're probably underwater on your flat. So being in Hong Kong is not a very attractive thing at this time.
Gord, you have a question.
So, Mark, is the same thing happening in the mainland itself? They're going after bankers, or is this just sort of like a test run to see how it works and then they'll spread it elsewhere?
My understanding is they're going not only after bankers in the mainland, but they're going after businessmen. I've heard of Taiwanese OEM manufacturers who are getting questionnaires on their profit margins. There's a desire now. People are not driving expensive cars in the mainland. You're not seeing a lot of expensive, you know, we've seen the downturn in luxury goods. This is all based on the fact that the economy's not well, but there usually always is pockets of good news and pockets of luxury. That's not happening because people in the mainland just don't want to be caught with, you know, the newest Rolex watch. Where did you get this? Where did you get that? I think Xi Jinping is really looking around. He's looking for fall guys. He doesn't have a really good grasp of the economy. His go-to is anti-corruption, and that's what he's going back to right now. And he's just going to find scapegoat after scapegoat.
Tell us about the price of gold on the mainland, Mark. What's the story?
Well, if the price of gold today here was, say, $2,400, if you're in the mainland, this is for physical gold, $2,400 an ounce. It sells by the grams in the mainland, but I'll use ounce. If it's $2,400 here in Taipei or in Singapore or someplace like that an ounce, it's going to be $2,800 to $2,900 in the mainland because they want to get a hold of physical gold. People want physical. They can hide gold. They can put it in the basement. They can bury it in the backyard. They can, it's tenable. China's always had a thing for gold, but right now there's not a lot of gold flowing in and out through official channels. People say, well, it's often smuggled, but the Chinese aren't traveling as much as they did. And also when you go through customs and you come back and forth, there's a risk of you losing it. So the fact of the matter is there's a premium. I've seen this happen before on the mainland with certain gold coins. But my understanding this time is just the little what we call the 5 teal gold bars, the 10 teal gold bars, which is, you know, basically a 5 ounces, 6 ounce bars. And so, yeah, they're collecting money. They're getting basically what I call the fleeing currency. In other words, the old saying is, what's the position of the ox cart, you know, when you're ready to flee? I think they're getting, a lot of people are putting themselves in a position where, you know, they've got gold, because we could see some real seismic events in terms of the economy.
And confiscation of gold, is that possible, Mark? Are they going to go that far?
I think they always have done that when they're going after corrupt people and things like that. I think the problem is that would probably, I mean, that's where you're going to have to physically enter people's homes. You're going to have to go in the backyard. You're going to have to go out to a field and find where they planted it. I think that would be very, very difficult. And I think you used a term off air called regime defense. You know what I'm saying? I think that would spark a crisis of significant proportion. You know, what did Machiavelli say? He's made a comment like, people would rather give their life than their inheritance. So I think that would spark really something to see if they did go for confiscation. You know, Mark, that's a riot. That's riots, guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. If you do that.
Mark Simon, longtime deputy and director of Apple Daily, now closed. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.